In a desolate space, abandoned to time, remain shards of history that have been long forgotten. Footsteps echo through the cavernous space. The noise stirs slumbering beasts that lay here who have been ordered to protect. In this pitch-black darkness, the scurrying sounds of great beasts grow. A snap of the fingers rings over the din of monsters, and then there is silence.
See what I can get. I'm gonna get a bunch of stuff.
All right. So many
things are gonna be spiky. La, la,
la. The encounter is over. You guys have successfully defeated the pinwolves. You have a pinwolf corpse, specifically an alpha pinwolf corpse. You both do. Actually, Rise has it. Rise has it first.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I was pointing to
that's okay.
The one who collects things.
Yeah, and as what Rise will do and say, make something out of this.
Too bad, it's mine.
Something feels like an understatement, but yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Do you have any requests? Do you have any...
You know, I can always deal spike damage.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I'll look into it. I'm not a rattler, but I can maybe figure out what I can't use, and we can find someone who can.
Absolutely.
All right. Cool.
So this thing isn't made of metal, even though it's a pinwolf, right?
It is not.
Okay. Cool. Never
mind. It is all organic. This goes into your cargo, actually. I think this is going to be our first thing of cargo that we've
fantastic
gathered on the sea.
Let's mark it down.
So that means it's because it's in our cargo. That means it's in our dark room, our cooling.
Where's your cargo, guys?
Well, no, that's.
Well, we have several cargo areas, but we do have a cooling facility. Yes.
Yeah, that's the place next to the heart. That's the big iron box where we were keeping.
Yeah,
Eve.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Big iron.
Okay.
We literally have a cooling facility on it.
Yeah, if you want to put the... You can put it anywhere.
That's where you put your meat.
I will say this. You guys have one more track on this ship. Or on this journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, my question to ask you is, what are we doing next? Are we going to be doing full head-on, continue going?
I think at this point, we'll probably slow up to a reasonable pace.
Okay.
Now we're not dodging fire.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think at this point, we go to a reasonable pace, but still maintaining a decent clip. Like, we're not going to be anchoring or anything.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect.
And I'm not going to... we don't need to...
Roid the ship.
Yeah, or muffle it, I don't think.
Okay. And it's also dependent on the encounter that we're about to have with the person on helm.
True.
Or on the watch, excuse me. So...
What length of time has passed?
I guess.
How long is this journey is the question.
I think this is going to be a pretty quick journey because with the map that we have, it is a pretty short distance away from Wishmaker's Isle. So I'd say that this is going to be about a day and a half.
And we're going not on route, right? We're going...
You guys are making a shortcut. Normally this would probably take about 2 or 3 days. But this is, I mean, with the speed that you're moving, because you move double speed, this is going to take about a day.
Okay.
Normally take about a day and a half, but at the end of this day, you guys are going to be at the port. So with that said, we're slowing down to a normal pace. Sam, you're still on watch?
Yep.
Cool. Roll for watch.
3, which I think is nature again.
It is once again nature.
My man's a natural.
Is there any way you can add dice to that roll?
No.
Mechanically? No. Nope. Just a... Okay, cool.
Oh, also, Sam.
Yes.
Do you have... You do have a map. Do you have any whispers in a map? Do you want to make a discovery?
No, you're not going to lose your cursed map.
We have so many whispers.
Let's talk about this for a second. Discoveries. Choosing to make a discovery while on watch allows you some creative input into a newly discovered location. As long as the location is something that might be recorded on a map chart, it's viable as a discovery. When you make a discovery, the Firefly still makes a threat roll, You may have a narrative agency over what the location contains, but you still don't know what the condition you'll find it in. So basically, to make a discovery, you first choose one of your charts. This will give you some information on the locale and possibly the kinds of resources you'll find there. Using a salt stain chart, for example, might imply the discovery near a saltwater waterfall. Once you've chosen a chart, the next step is to add one of your whispers. And these wild words that breathe life into discovery, they allow you to describe an event, a cultural facet, or a happening in the location that you've discovered. The whisper, a welcoming fleet, for example, might imply that a rootless family moored in the area or a naval battle in progress, with one side looking for help. So, would you like to do that? With everything that you have. Instead of making a roll for watch.
Oh, instead of making a roll for it?
Yes.
Okay, well, because my question is, obviously it'll probably use up the whisper doing this, but it won't like use up the map, will it? Oh, it will?
Let me double check. The chart and the whisper are lost during this process. I've given you, what is the title of this again? Your map?
We have a world map and a cursed map.
A cursed map. Excellent.
A cursed map? Combined with the whisper, a bad place to shit yourself.
You guys gonna give that to me?
I mean, that'd be funny. I could also use a cursed map with the whisper, run, get help. So either way, I think this is gonna inspire something good if I do this.
But this gives you creative agency of like describing what the thing is. Yes. So like in the book,
do it, coward.
The examples it has is like if you were given like a bronze inscription, and then the whisper tooth storm might lead to an ancient metal temple with a rowdy tooth selling bazaar, or a huge copper colored plant with a ravenous maw, or a living storm chained to an ancient obelisk. Do you want to do something like that? I still roll for
the encounter.
So
see if it's good or not.
Specifically, the rules here is to determine the threat. Firefly secretly rolls 1d6. 2d6, take the highest if the crew has a chart to the air, so I would be rolling 2. And then I take the highest to determine threat levels of the encounter. A 6 is a danger-free opportunity. 5 or 4 is a hazardous encounter with a useful payoff. 3, 2, 1 is an immediate danger with little payoff, which you guys just did.
Do it.
Do I use up the cursed map this
early? Yes. Yes, you do. What's the worst that could happen with a cursed map and all bad whispers? Do it.
Oh, I have an idea in my head for what it is. I don't know how anything good could come from it.
All right, what do you got? What are you thinking?
Thinking a cursed map and they know who I am and what I do. And what I imagine I see when I pop out is what can only be described as a Leviathan graveyard.
Leviathan graveyard.
Several, like, half corpses of Leviathans.
Okay.
Unless that's...
In what way is it incorporating those two things? The curse map, I'm guessing, is the Leviathan aspect of it. The most dangerous animal.
Yeah.
And then they know who I am and what I do.
It seems like we might be in something's territory. And whatever its territory is, it can kill Leviathans.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because I hate us.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome. You guys wanted me to use a cursed map?
No. Yeah. I don't say we.
Will.
Don't say multiple people.
I distinctly wanted you to use this. Yeah,
this is a Will. Will talking.
What is the point of having resources don't use them? I'm not going to get to the end of this campaign with a pouch full of pots that I've never used. Not again.
Silver lining, guys. I have no reason to ask people if they can hear the map anymore.
We've saved us all.
Yeah, fair. Okay. I'm now so worried.
The map doesn't disappear.
We have an unlimited resource. We've done better.
Oh, goody. Every time I examine an area, I can use the cursed map.
Uh-huh. The cursed map. Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be very, very good. Yes, it is exactly this. As you're on your travels, Luca is leaning out safely from the protection of the shell. And as you guys are sailing along at normal pace, the day is starting to come to a close. Your destination is just on the horizon. You can basically see it from here. you come across this great graveyard where there's all these remains of these beasts that look like giant birds, but their wings are translucent. They have this like rainbow flare to them. As like you move across them, you see that one of them is sticking out of the thrash, and you see as like the sun passes through it, that it has this rainbow sheen.
Like a dragonfly wing, but like, as a feather?
As a feather, yes. Mm. Very much so. And all of these dead leviathans, they have like the body of like this giant bird with this giant beak that at its current state is just bone. This sun-bleached cartilage with, and the bottom half of it, the bottom beak, is like oozy with this black ooze dripping off of it. It looks like plant matter that is just decayed and is starting to fall off down into the thrash.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but I don't think this place is any better than the last place we were at.
But as you kind of arrive, you see that there's a lot of these creatures there. There's like 4 or 5 of them. And it is very strange that there's like all these dead things that have been here for what you can tell to be a long time. But because you guys are just underneath the thrash, like moving beneath the waves, you see that there's a small vessel, an exploratory vessel, that is nestled right in the middle of all of these remains. It almost looks like a tiny little like tube. Imagine like a kayak, but covered with this really fine leather material. And it kind of almost looks like an orange pill, just like tucked in the middle of it. And from it, where you're standing, you can see like there's ropes that are moving, tubes, people delving and diving into the remains, probing and prodding and collecting samples. They see you approach and they wave you down.
You're the helm.
So we're not alone here, just so you guys know. I think it's friendly.
We'll take Morka in. For all we know, they could need help.
Okay. You pull alongside and you drop anchor. You basically stop, is what I'm...
Yeah.
Okay.
Our drop anchor is him going,
okay. The Morka feels uneasy. He says, living things aren't supposed to be here.
Should we leave, buddy?
And give me a roll. Give me something instinct-based to kind of feel what he's feeling.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is just my senses through his. This is,
yes.
Instinct and my language. 6.
There it is. 6, 5, 4, 2. You're able to detect that it's just an uneasiness.
Okay.
You know like how sailors kind of share ghost stories? And it's like, oh, I'm never going back there. This is what it feels like. It's
got it.
Uneasiness. It's not a known threat, but it's like, I know about this.
Got it.
I shouldn't be here.
Well, buddy, let's stay hidden then. Just so you know, when he's motionless, I increase the impact of stealth, and his stealth is at a 3 already.
All right.
We may not hit hard. We may not be able to take a hit.
But we can
may
run
not
away.
Be fast, but we're quiet and we are quick to move.
Which is great to have. They did wave us down.
But if something else is looking at us.
We were in motion. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, you guys.
They're T-Rexes. The minute we stop moving, they cannot see us.
Where'd they go?
You guys pull over. Immediately when you stop, the air is very thick with a rotting, putrid smell. Breathing here is going to be very, very difficult.
What is the cause of the...
Decay.
Okay.
What's up?
Breathing?
You don't breathe. Yeah, you're fine. Breathing? Never heard of it.
Yeah, don't know.
I resist bad air.
There it is.
So
I eat dead things.
Foul odors and nothing more.
You're all nasty.
I mean, I do too. A lot of people eat dead things.
Most of the people here eat
dead things. I meant rotting things. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You guys get out... To any normal human being,
get wrecked. We're gross.
This would be a sight to behold. But for you guys, this is just a normal Tuesday.
La 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 la. You guys want to go play in the bodies of dead giants?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, God's dead, just like this.
You guys, hop on out. Do you want to wave walk?
Yeah. The answer to wave walking with us too is always yes.
Okay. Yeah. You guys walk over to the pill ship. What are you guys going to do?
Do I know anything about exploratory vessels like
you
this.
You can give me a roll. You got sharps.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be sharps and probably rock a spit, because that's about...
Oh, yeah, from Tales of All the Traders.
Yeah, it's about beasts, birds, hunting conquests, hunting ship, yeah. Hunting vessels,
things
like that.
I think that's absolutely... I think because you're using language, it's going to be a higher impact.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's actually really cool.
Six!
And two threes.
Six and two threes. Yes, you know about these vessels. In fact, it's actually pretty common that these vessels are located next to major ports.
Okay.
Because what these are exploratory vessels that are designed for collecting high amounts of very valuable resources that is generally used by long-standing settlements. And these vessels in particular, because they are so hardy and because they don't have to explore as far as normal ships, they are able to gather more precious cargo and a larger amount of cargo. Teenwell will raid these ships and get a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also means we're close by. So that's we're close to where.
What is the twist?
They give us a bunch of their shit.
They don't want no trouble.
I like waving someone down and going, whoa.
It's the wish.
Hey, guys, you want free shit? We got more than we can carry.
Yeah,
so you guys got to get some.
This dragonfly bird ambergris.
Does anybody contest that?
Hell no.
That's right. Don't you fucking... I'm looking at you, Sam. Go ahead. Say what you got.
Sam's is the Leviathan's directly under us.
Oh, twists are good things.
Yeah, it's better than what I was going to say.
What
were you going to say, Sam?
It's the Wishmakers.
God damn it. It's so funny.
Yeah,
they're just Lutece twins.
We're going to go with Sam's.
Good.
You see, as this person is starting to approach you, you guys kind of clamber over there. I'm not going to make you guys roll because you're adept at wave walking, especially in the thrash. You guys kind of approach, but this excavator, he meets you halfway. And you see he's got two big, like, these orange plastic toolboxes. He comes over to them and says, "You guys sure showed up just in time. We were about to head on out, but we got too much stuff.
We're having a fire sale.
We were just about to throw these sons of bitches away." You guys showed up and I was like, "I hope someone comes along. I won't get around this precious stuff."
Well,
what is this precious stuff?
It's just some remains. Yeah, that's all he's doing. He says, "Well, it's this new creature that we haven't seen ever before. It looks like this great big hawk in the sky, but it's got all these different wings that look like vinyl paper. And they die here. We don't know why, but whenever they get old, it's just a big pile and piles up. And goddamn, their blood is useful. And they got these crazy wings where we're able to tear apart and it's sturdy as fuck. And we could use it for all types of stuff." All
right.
"We got a small sample in here, splattering if you'd like."
Yeah, I'll take a... Oh, you know I love a splattering.
Oh, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, you know, sir.
I like you.
Yeah, he hands you the big plastic case to you, Venik.
Yeah,
it's heavy.
If Venik had eyes, he would make like the I don't know what the fuck I just look to the crew, but like he's like, "Yeah, I don't know what it means either."
"You got this one?" He looks at the other one.
"Do we owe you anything for this?"
"Oh no, that's free sample. That's just the scraps of all the shit that we found.
Wow.
You come into town and we can give you some more. But also, we're about to head out. If you want to do some gathering of your own, you're free to do it. We'll just clear on out."
I mean, all right.
"As captain of our ship, I thank you."
"You definitely look like a captain. Look at how made up you are. Bad
it's the hat, isn't it?
It's
I made
the hat.
It.
It's the hat.
I made my hat.
Well, I best be getting out of here. Unless y'all got questions for me. I did just give you two mysterious boxes."
I whispered to Ryze. I'm like, "All right. Are we falling for a trap, or are we passing up an opportunity to raid the fuck out of this ship?
It's all right. You murmur for a bit. I'll let you guys figure out.
No, we're just trying to figure out how much stuff
Thank
we have.
Thank you. You're yeah, so they, kind.
We have room for it because if
they
we
talk
can
about
buy
things
some,
sometimes, I don't know what they're
if
talking
if we can
about.
Buy something from you here, then maybe you can have more room for stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We can do
a little trade right here. We got so a bunch of good stuff.
We're just checking to see how much room we have in our storage.
Oh, yeah. Definitely murmur under your breath.
Yeah, we're going to go murmur. We're going to murmur. Well, we don't want you getting in on our deals. You know.
Why? I just gave you two free things. Don't you think my hospitality?
No, I think your hospitality is great.
Thanks.
I don't think we want to be causing trouble with somebody if they're exactly from the town that we're right about to go to.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's why I wasn't going to do it. But I just needed to make sure just because I was like...
No, I
it seems
we
like
could give him gotta, some of my
that little in the back of the head?
It's just the entire oarfish?
Sure. my back face?
Oh, your back face.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm cool to just have met this person. I look in the bag to make sure there's not like...
It's a big giant toolbox. There's latches on the side. You open it up. Yeah. It's just full of kind of like...
Is this a toolbox full of blood?
It is a toolbox full of a splattering of many different things.
Oh, okay, great.
So like clippings that weren't like big enough for maybe the purposes that they were looking for.
Uh-huh.
But like clips of like stuff that's still in really good condition, but just not as big as what they were hoping for.
Okay.
Enjoy your bag of offal.
So you're saying the blood here is, it uses an energy source.
Well, goddamn, son, it's blood here. We use this stuff for everything. It tastes delicious. If you let it sit for a while, it sets like tar. But also the craziest thing, if you bury it in dirt, if you got fresh dirt, which we do over there in that settlement, we sell for a mighty fine price, you put it in that, and it grows some of the best fungal spores that you've ever tasted. Of course, you got to make sure that you get the poison out of them, but that makes just a crass fly.
A fungal spore that needs poison removal.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. And I'm just like backing up off the ship. Oh, cool.
That fella all right?
Very much not.
All right.
Thank you for your hospitality.
My cousin's a little weird.
Hey, I got a cousin who's weird, too.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. She's pretty.
God damn. We're in that part of the wild, see?
You're in the far north, my man.
The deep north instead of the deep south.
The deep north.
Oh yeah, we're in the mountains.
We're
in
the mountains of the deep north.
Do the wing like things seem like they could? I don't know. Let's say repair our seals and or armor on our ship.
Oh yeah, these things are very sturdy. Yes.
We should dive and grab some for ourselves.
Okay, I'm more than happy to. We don't really have a lot of scavengers on this ship.
I can wave walk down there.
We can. Getting down there is one thing. Doing what this man does and collecting is another.
That's what I do. I wade through shit so people get what they want.
What if we,
You're a good man.
Thank you. I wish my wife thought the same.
Hey, man. Me too.
You're still here. Shit. You backed away.
I backed away. I put the bag on the ship.
You came back.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could trade with you? You could collect a couple more samples for
us? Oh, yeah. I trade hides and dead things. You got any of that shit? I'd be happy to give more of you to that. Hunting's a mighty hard thing that we have a hard time doing.
Fella, you're not going to fucking believe this.
Yeah, he's willing to trade with you.
Okay, well, things we have to offer. I have some leather, hides, right? You said hides.
Leather's not bad, yeah.
We have a whole pinwolf.
A whole goddamn pinwolf?
Oh, an alpha pinwolf.
An alpha pinwolf? Hot damn, it's my cousin's birthday. Ah, shit.
The same cousin?
Yeah, you know it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know it.
I got some liquid flesh.
Why the fuck you got what the fuck does that mean?
I don't even know, man.
What kind of flesh?
I think it's just supposed to maintain its liquidity.
You don't know where it came from?
I got it from a trader.
Bennick, you're not our trader. Hey.
Simon becoming increasingly like, we got to shut him down as soon as we can. This is good development. I like it.
Yeah, but yeah, sure.
If I'm shooed away from negotiations, I will steal something. I need... I need the room to be okay with it.
Will is 1,000% okay with it.
Cool, cool, cool. Okay, if Simon. I go, yeah, no, I mean, I'm just saying, I got a lot of stuff. And he backs away again, but this time further into this guy's boat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd say that there's about like maybe 15 feet between like you guys is talking to you, the ship that you're on, the ship that they come from, okay, and where they're at. So okay, yeah, I think you're able to sneak over there.
Okay, great.
Give me a stealth roll.
Great.
To hijack this scene a little bit, because we'll do some trading if you guys want to do some trading.
I'll just do some instinct and outwit.
Yeah, go for it.
Come on, give me a pair of sixes or something. Two fives.
Two fives, a three and a four. Excellent. So that is going to be a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to sneak over there. Nobody sees you. I think your crew kind of like acknowledges like, oh, there goes Venek doing shitty shit. And as you're sneaking over there, your foot slips. As you're wave walking,
mm-hmm,
and you kind of like lose your footing and you start to crash down through the waves.
Mm-hmm.
What scary thing, because it just keeps going.
Yeah.
But I think you're able to catch yourself, but you just now find yourself below the ship that you were trying to steal from,
mm-hmm,
but now deeper into like the Leviathan graveyard that you find yourself in.
Great.
So there are still ample resources here.
Perfect.
But stealing from the ship is just, you're going to have to climb back up to do it.
Well, do I see anything around me now?
Because you got a twist to this.
Oh, yeah. What's the twist?
As you slip under the ship, you notice two red orbs attached to the bomb.
Continue.
Everything's a firebomb.
He gets more free shit.
No, come on. Twist.
That's a big twist.
I was gonna say, anybody say anything else? Anybody say anything else?
Twists already give you
as shit. He's getting up to rob, someone else goes, oh, we got some more extra.
Yeah, there's a boat underneath him. He goes, oh, boat underneath.
Oh, hey. Why, hi there. I'm this man's cousin. I'm his hot cousin.
Always wanted an Alvin Pinwolf.
Oh, my.
No, we're gonna go with that. Fuck you guys. You guys, as you drop down, and you're lowered down beneath, not only do you see like some of the more finer resources, but you see a pulley system that is attached to the boat above you,
mm-hmm,
and you see like the bottom of the boat has dropped down, and has created like this giant opening, this crate that is being hoisted back into the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all really, really good salvage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. The hot cousin is not there. Sorry, guys. But you do have free shit. There's more free shit right in front of you. And this is going to be of a high quality free shit.
Okay.
Damn it, I got a hot cousin.
If you want to try to grab as much as you can and try to get it back, this is definitely your time.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want hide, do you want blood, or do you want wing?
I want...
I'm going to say that you can only grab one because they're large quantities of all these things.
Yeah, I want blood.
All right. You're going to take a...
You think liquid flesh over here is going to pick a solid? What's wrong with you?
I gave him the opportunity.
I'm made of goop.
A whole bushel of blood.
I want to make a pact. Anytime we get a twist, it's either free shit or a hot cousin. It's only one of those two things.
Twists are usually supposed to be free shit. You get a whisper or a chart or a...
You're welcome. I'm playing the game.
Or a hot cousin.
So a hot cousin is a chart, guys. You don't know this?
You can explore a hot cousin.
Someone who's
stop! Everybody stop! Everybody shut the fuck up right now!
I'm saying like she tells...
Rise gets a whisper in Explora.
Explore a hot cousin.
Write that down. Fucking write that down.
It's weird. It sounds like it came from above and all around him.
So what happens? So this bucket of blood.
Exactly. Bucket of blood.
This is going to be a pristine bucket of iridescent blood.
I like a pristine bucket.
The blood is pristine, not the bucket.
I know.
But how nice is that bucket, though?
It's a pretty nice bucket.
Okay.
High plastic, actually. Like it looks like a Home Depot bucket.
Okay.
Bright orange. It matches the quality of the ship.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Is like the whole thing is like.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So you have this bucket of blood. Do you guys want to do some bartering with this? I'm going to assume that you sneak back onto the ship.
I'm great. Yeah, okay. I'm good.
And you're going to take time with that, so I'm not going to make you roll.
I hijacked. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Do you guys want to do some trading?
I can give him some spores.
Yeah, spores?
Yeah, I have mildly hallucinogenic spores.
Oh, you got drugs. Yeah. Oh, shit, dude. Is that, hold on, wait a second. Wait a second, is that what you're made of?
It is, yes.
You gal type, you're all types of strength. This dude's an ardent, by the way. If
it hasn't been... Yeah, that wasn't, okay. Yeah, that was pretty clear.
The cousin made it pretty clear.
he's kind of wearing this like big orange jumpsuit. That again, like, matches his ship. It's kind of like this very fine leather that's been polished. It almost looks like plastic, but plastics don't really exist except for the bucket and some of the parts of the ship. And he looks like a ridgeback. He's like very strong built. So he looks like a mountain type of person.
Mountain man.
But he goes like, oh, God damn, we haven't had drugs on this mountaintop for a long time. All them gal, they've been taking them to themselves, keeping them to themselves, or looking to get hired on elsewhere. They don't like it out this time.
Well, I'm big on sharing with everyone.
Well, goddamn, I love that. Hey, could I share with you an awful lot of free stuff? Could you give us a free sample?
You know what? Yes, I can.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to do some of my natural hallucinogenic shottings, put it in like a vial that I stole from Vennick, and hand it to him.
I'm
just kidding. I would never steal from Vennick. That's suicide.
The look.
Do you have a container?
Oh, yeah. And he walks back over to the
ship. I'll start breaking off pieces.
Yeah, I got this fancy book. Just give me 1 second.
And he starts putting pieces of you into the ship. And yeah, you give him a fair sample of that. And I don't think it costs you too much. Actually,
it cost me a mark on it.
There it is.
Always, yeah.
Thank you. That's what it is.
Anytime I use that, it costs me a mark, just so you know.
Perfect. I love that. But yeah, otherwise, I think as the night is starting to fall, he looks up to you and says, you know what? I got plenty of stuff. You come on by. It looks like you guys are heading over to a...
the Northridge Mall.
What'd you say?
Wall.
All right.
Yeah, I said wall.
But he looks at you guys and says, you know what? It's getting dark. It looks like you guys are pulling over that direction. You come and meet me tomorrow morning. When you guys pull in and get settled, I'll give you the first pick of all my best supply. And back at the shop, we've got some, like, leathered, sun-dried leathers, too, that you may be interested in. This fresh stuff is nice, but, like, we prepare it well so you guys can use it for whatever you feel like. Does that sound good? I'll give you a fair discount on that because we just ran into each other and I like you guys so much.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Excellent. All right, well.
You're a good dude.
You're a good dude, too, dude.
Dude.
All right. Well, you guys, take care. Be safe.
Drive safe.
When you guys pull into port, tell them Tommy sent you.
Tommy.
Yeah. All right, boys. Take care. And he climbs into a ship.
Good luck with the cousin.
Man, thanks, pal. And he, like, closes the shell. You guys notice that the shell is attached to a pole, like a rope that just, like, shoots off.
That's so cool.
Out of it. And is being pulled back into the port. Little tube man shot back in his tube, back to his port.
Love it.
You guys have some resources?
Great. Yeah.
I mean, wait, why did he make certain to mention his cousin was pretty?
You'll learn when you're older, bud.
He's like 25.
Is he?
I don't know.
How long ago did you pupate?
Like 4 years ago?
Yeah, how many pupations are you in?
I don't know.
Okay, fair.
Right. Anywhere between four and older than that.
Yeah.
Well, other you was very old.
Okay, it's probably 25.
Okay. Does it count when it's reincarnation?
Just his last pupation. The one before that, fairly young.
If I'm going to guess.
Cool. Oh, wait, I think I just got it.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah, we just needed to talk about it.
Oh, I wished him luck.
You sure did, bud. You might have a new kinship with that man.
You don't want to have kinship with that guy. That's part of the problem, I think.
So, it is now about nighttime. You guys have just raced out of the Wishmaker's Isle area, and you spent a full day traveling as fast as you can towards the Northridge Wall.
a mountain range that is protecting the great fire from expanding outward. The sun is going down. It is getting light. What do you guys choose to do? You guys are still out on the Wild Sea. You're still out in the Leviathan graveyard, as it were. You guys are out walking about there still.
I'm down to go to the settlement.
Take a rest tonight?
Yeah. I mean, we'll as we get further north, we'll probably have fewer options. Don't we have to clear the range tomorrow? So yeah, let's get.
Might be nice to relax.
Yeah.
Get not a bad idea. As captain, I make the unanimous decision that we're gonna chill at the settlement.
Yeah, man. You know what? I think you do.
Excellent leadership, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Democracy.
So you guys wave walk back onto Orca. And you pull into the harbor. Just as you do, you see the big orange tube that you met Tommy out there on the waves. Mm-hmm. Tommy's already like pulling all this stuff out. I gotta ask, as you guys pull into harbor, you have three crew with you right now. Mm-hmm. You have Johnny on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
You have Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Hank.
Hank Marduk.
Hank, which we've never ever seen before.
Great.
Yeah.
He works in the underbells and all that jazz.
He's a lurker.
Do you guys set them to do anything, or you guys can let them operate on their own volition?
That's a good call. What would we have a crew of people do? Probably put Johnny as like watch, right?
Yeah,
Johnny on the watch.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Put Johnny on watch.
Well, Hank is
he's a deckside engineer, and to my knowledge, is incapable of leaving the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I
believe he's bound to the ship.
That's news to me.
We just solved the puzzle. I can tell. We just solved one of Joe's puzzles.
All right.
Abandoned shipmate. Nope. Not anymore. You suck.
And what about Eve? We haven't really checked in with Eve since the night before the explosions.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine that her quarters are now the quarters that you've given her when you first gave her like all the fruit and gave her that room in the back.
Wait, those
for
are,
the space?
Those are my quarters. The dark room? The room with the refrigerator?
That's where she needed to be.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But with Eve, I'd probably take her to a good meal, if they got good meals here.
You're going to bring her on shore? You're going to bring her with you guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That's kind of fun.
Sounds good to me. You guys go up onto shore, and it's immediately clear that this is more of a docking harbor than it is a settlement.
Mm.
You go up to there, and you see that same, like, plastic bright orange that the tube is made out of, kind of like scattered about. Like there's buckets, there's tarps, there's kind of like shanties of like camps,
mm-hmm,
that are kind of like haphazardly made, but it doesn't look like anybody's there. And as you guys kind of like walk up onto like the mountain ridge where the mountains kind of like peek out of the trees finally, that's mm-hmm basically what we're walking up on, you see that a lot of the resources here have been depleted. Normally with earth type spits, There's usually dirt here. It's like where the ground comes up. But you see that like all dirt that can be used for growth or anything like that is gone. It is just rocky.
So this course. Is like this is more like a raft made of.
No, because it keeps going up.
Detritus.
Because you're on the side of a mountain range.
Yeah.
But you see Tommy's there, and you see like two other people there, and they're all just kind of pulling all these materials that were gathered out on the sea into this big cart. Tommy sees you guys and goes like, "Oh, hi, friends." Oh, sure was quick.
Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing, y'all?
How you guys doing, y'all?
Yeah. That's what I said. What?
Y'all's doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking to go up to the settlement? Or are you guys just resting for the night? I know you guys, some people just going to a cozy place to sleep coming up out here.
I think that's about what we're looking for.
Yeah.
You're going, just for a place to sleep, but it's...
Okay.
Maybe a nice meal.
Well, if you guys want a nice meal, the true settlement, I mean, this is just the harbor because it's so far down. The settlement is just up the mountain's pass. And up there, they got lots of good food. And that's where we're taking all this stuff down there. So unless you guys got stuff on your own ship, take care of yourself, that's fine. The more experienced sailor, I think everybody at the table actually does know this. The mountain range that you guys are at, it is seldom visited because it is so close to the fire. And because the fire is such a scary presence, the people who live here don't live close to trees. Mm. So a lot of the settlements are higher up in the mountains, mm-hmm, where there's snow, where there's treacherous passes, and such and such like that. So docking here, you know that there's a safety and just like there's a dock mm-hmm. where you guys can rest, but you guys are here to look for certain things. I think as far as what brought you up here, it was the closest place that you guys can come to be to escape. But as far as your goal of trying to find trinkets, I think it's unclear as to whether there is something here or not.
Right. Do we have the map?
Yes. Let me pull it up.
Wait, where?
Yeah. Right, we're like here.
Yeah, we're right there.
I think our eventual goal, we went up this way also to get to here.
Yeah, because our first destination we were heading towards was the North Tree.
Because we expected the North Tree actually had one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of like the big areas that...
Yeah, so we're right there.
You also know, to get over this pass, you cannot do it by ship.
Yeah.
So if you guys are going to go towards the Great Tree, you either mm-hmm. need to brave the fire mm-hmm. or go by foot.
Are we able to... I mean, the Morka has... Or Morka has legs, right?
I mean, it has...
Little crawly dudes?
From my understanding... It has limbs. It has the crawls, but it has a tail. It doesn't really have hind legs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, if anything, it's like smaller flippers just near the tail.
Okay, you know? Can it dig? If it's
a Morka and it's got mole lines. It's a DM though.
I don't know if that's is it a actual functional thing in the rules that it like can have a dig power or a dig speed? There's no rules in the
there's
rules.
No that no there's
no there's no rules about digging. It's all about tree traversing trees. I'm simply saying from a ship perspective, the Morka is not designed to go through mountains.
Yeah. Fair. Okay. So,
a mole could fit itself through, right? But everything on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tree ripped. Would just be destroyed, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a little rough.
I would probably imagine that its skin, like its epidermis in general, is not in a good state.
Yeah.
Because it's been so taken over by your spores.
There's a lot of vines covering it, too.
Yeah.
When we talked to Tommy, how much how long of a trek is it up to the Great Tree, do you know?
Oh, it's to the Great Tree?
Yeah.
Well, once you get over this ridge, you guys are going to need to take passage on a separate boat to get to that, because that's on proper wild sea. See this mountain pass? It just blocks you off. I've known people going all the way down south and then come back up the top have done that if they want to stay in their own ship. But as far as getting over to the Great Tree, that might take about the next supply ship that's going out that way, maybe about 5 days.
5 days?
And how crazy would you have to be to brave the fire?
I mean, you're fireproof? And he kind of chuckles to himself like, that's near impossible.
If we go south and around...
I mean, going south from here is just a very long ways away.
Is there something to going west on the western side of the range?
The range goes all the way around. It circles the top half of this area. You know that the North Ridge Wall is exactly that. It's a wall that kind of blocks off the entire north half of the map.
Okay, great. Yeah. I just want to check.
Yeah.
Because us coming to the middle of the pass was something that was allowing us a shortcut to like get ahead of people who are going to try to go around.
It is so very much a shortcut.
Yeah. But you're
abandoning your own ship.
Okay, cool.
Mork is very good at hiding.
Might be what we have
to do. If you're fine to lead the ship, I am.
Uncomfortable, but it seems the best option.
Yeah. If it's taking Morka through fire or having Morka lay low for a bit, Morka should lay low for a bit.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay. It is, I mean, it's not an easy thing to abandon ship at a port for 5 days, so I understand that this is...
And it's 5 days there, 5 days back, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Not assuming how much time we spend in...
And also, to keep in mind... If other captains come across your ship, there's a high likelihood of, if they recognize you from the race, they'll try to destroy your ship.
Yeah.
So, it's dangerous. Dangerous going anywhere. The fact that Tommy's kind of talking to you without any awareness of what's going on is, this is the fresh, like, breath of air before everyone starts to go like, oh, you're part of the race.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, if you think Morka can hide itself, then maybe we leave Morka to hide.
We don't necessarily have to leave it in port. Hank's somewhere in the bowels right now. Could take it just out of port for 10 days.
Hank could take him on a vacation. A little staycation.
No, they would be moving.
Yeah, no, it's not like...
They'd be vacating the area.
Yeah. No, I'm.
Hank is the stay part of the state.
Yeah, but they're not. No, but they're going to be moving out of port. They're not going to be staying.
They're not going to be in the same place.
No, it's.
Yeah. So you're deciding to have Hank kind of take Morga out of port for a bit
and just lay low and hide.
Okay.
Do we take Johnny and Eve then?
Johnny can choose to stay or go. Eve should probably be with us.
Yes, I mean, if anything, she's decent martially.
I mean, Johnny ain't bad with a gun, I would assume.
Well, I mean, Hank can handle Morka on his own, but it would be helpful to have someone just in case.
Yeah,
I think Hank's not the most observant.
I think a spotter would be good.
In fact, I believe he is legally blind.
Oh.
What
the law?
Here's something.
The law of the Wild Sea.
Oh, what? Yeah, I was
5 feet in front of you.
There is a DMV in the Wild Sea.
There's a DMV in the Wild
Sea. What law have you encountered?
Department of Motor Vehicles Wild Sea.
That's fair.
Once you hit a certain age, every time you pupate, you have to come in and do the eye test.
Okay. Yeah.
You go. So you guys are deciding to do exactly that, send him out for a bit?
Yeah.
Who's going to tell Hank?
I will. Okay. He only speaks my language.
Gotcha. How do you tell Hank?
I send out the scent of go hide.
Go hide? From where you're standing?
No. Take Morka and hide.
Hold on. Let me figure this out. You are standing on the dock talking to Tommy.
I'll step up to the ship and drop some scents in.
Gotcha.
As this is happening, I do want to approach Eve and just be like, hey, so like you're totally free to come with us, but it might be safer on Morka. I want this to be your choice, because like Hank's really good at keeping Morka out of like trouble when we're not around. But and I'm saying this as your captain. I want you to trust me. I'm still not sure what I'm doing, and since I'm in charge of everyone else, they're not sure what they're doing either. Because I'm pretty sure that's how captain works.
Eve smiles. I think you guys have kind of taken a side on the dock. And she goes, Luca, that's very kind of you. I really appreciate you looking out for me like that. And I really appreciate you being honest with me.
I'm also a little worried because, like, I haven't really talked to you since you tried to stab us all. So I don't know what you've been dealing with.
Right.
And, like, I'd rather... You're not going to stab me anymore, right? I mean, you didn't stab me before, but you were, like, stabby.
No, I'm not going to stab you anymore, no.
Okay, cool. Then if you want to come with us, you're more than welcome. Okay. But.
I think I'm going to come with you guys. I think it'll do me good to kind of be on solid ground.
Okay, cool. And as your captain, I'm sorry that you don't know what we're doing right now. Because I don't know what we're doing.
I think you've got a good enough head on your shoulders, Luca. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, no, it's pretty, like, I've bumped it into things, and it's been fine. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
You don't hit yourself, please. Okay.
Oh, no, I can't feel it.
All right. And you, who talks to Johnny?
I can talk to Johnny.
Okay.
John.
Hmm.
We're going to go across the wall. Probably going to be about a 10 to an 11 day trek.
Okay.
Need you to stay with the ship.
Sounds good. Is it just me manning the ship?
You and some entity named Hank.
Who?
I wish I could tell you more. Apparently he lives in the bowels of the ship, can drive the boat.
Hold on, there's another crew member on board with me?
Yeah.
I think he gets really nervous. how come I haven't seen him?
The same reason why I haven't seen him.
You haven't seen him either.
No, he like lives in the ship, I think.
Okay.
And can pilot the ship.
Right here it says Hank, but there's like quotation marks around it. So
he goes, okay, yeah, I'll stay with the ship and protect the ship and Hank.
Yeah, don't try to fight. If anything comes up to you, just keep moving.
Okay, is there a way I can get a hold of you? A message I could send? Something I could do? Something you can give me?
Yeah, fire this flare.
Hell, I don't know.
Is there someplace I should go in the case of something bad happening?
Where's the map?
Map is down there.
Is that LCP building? Is that the Chuck E. Cheese?
Little Caesar's Palace?
Little Caesar's Palace, sorry.
How dare you confuse the two?
I'm so sorry.
And it's Chuck E. Chess?
Chuck E. Chess.
Chuck E. Chess.
Sorry.
I'll never say normal ever again.
Little Caesar's Palace is available to get to by...
Yeah, by ship, yeah.
By ship. Do I know anybody there? Could I have like a contact there that maybe Johnny can go to in case things get...
You want to give me a roll to see if you know anybody?
Yeah, I'd love to. What are we doing?
What do you want to do?
Tides?
Tides, yeah. I think Tides is good.
Tides is good.
Your knowledge stuff is also from the languages.
I have Rock a Spit, Signaling, and Low Sour. So probably not Low Sour.
Actually, Low Sour, because Low Sour is like the common language. Mm-hmm. And I think we use it in a role where like it's kind of like gossip, who you know, what you know.
Okay.
I think that would be a really good one.
Okay, cool. So Tides and Low Sour?
Yeah.
All right, great. That's a four track, or four rolls.
Four rolls.
It's a four track roll.
Well, that's...
Wow.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 1, 2, and 2, 3. One, two twos, and a three.
One, two, twos, I don't know. Three.
So, no, you? I don't know anybody. And I hurt myself.
It's a disaster with a twist.
You,
see, the problem is you know everyone.
I do know somebody there.
You do know somebody there.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of the problem. You're thinking to yourself, like, who do you know there? And you come up with the, like, oh, there, you know a captain there. The captain who freaking wished for a Little Caesar's Palace to begin with.
Uh-huh.
And I forget that captain's name.
I think it was Scangorilla.
Yeah, it was Scangorilla or something like that. I think the Assembly of Ascension meets with King or Scangorilla pretty often.
Okay.
Because I think you are two entities that are trying to kind of get a hold on the Wild Sea. Like, right. What's going on there? So you say, you know Scangorilla. And when you do, Johnny reacts so horribly. You're just kind of like, you know Scangorilla? Like, almost like an insult that you've just said to him. And he goes like, why would you talk to such a horrible person? And expect me to talk to such a horrible person as well?
Look, it is a... last resort type thing for you. Why I talk to Scangorilla is businesses of my own, okay? I don't expect you to like everybody I have contacts with. I've been around a long time. I've won a race. I haven't done things that are savory.
If something goes wrong with the ship, I'll figure out my own way and I'll get a hold of you.
All right.
Okay. I think he's bristled by the mention of it. And I think he ends the conversation and goes down below deck.
Cool.
There's a history let's make a track uncovering the history of Scangorilla and the Dandelay.
And there's a twist to this one, right?
Yeah, what's the twist here?
Tommy gives us more free things.
What? Tommy gives us more. That was rough to watch. Here's some more stuff.
Oh man,
I was gonna say
having conversations with your underlings is so hard sometimes.
Twist is that crewmate actually has six fingers on his left hand.
No, okay. I think
that's it. All right, nothing changes. No.
I was gonna say Scangorilla really, really likes Rise.
Huge fan.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with this. I think in this this interaction, you notice that there's a bit of admiration when you're talking to Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I think his captain has built you up in some sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mention Scangorilla, you see a light go out in his eyes.
Right.
And you recognize it. Like, you recognize that, like going out with, like, when people talk about ascension
mm-hmm.
as being, like, this thing that was once wonderful, but you see people kind of lose faith in that.
Right.
I think you see a very similar thing.
Sure.
At the mention of Scangorilla.
Cool.
So, yeah. You had a good relation with Johnny, and it's probably salvageable, but something's there.
Can I roll rattle to mend our relationship?
That was nice. That was really good.
Right. Maybe another day.
Can I roll rattle to heal myself?
Absolutely not.
Fuck.
Now? No.
Okay. Maybe at night.
Can I roll break to heal him? Sometimes you have to like reset a bone.
I mean, that is chiropractic.
Can I roll vault to get away from the awkwardness that just occurred between the two of them?
Absolutely not. Everybody's here with it now. Cool. You guys send the ship away, unless there's anything.
As he walks up, gonna go. Can I have seen that? Were they above the ship?
Your call, sure.
Yeah.
I know what it looks like when people are disappointed to be talking to you. Oh, man.
I know what it is, too.
Oh, wow. That was cool. That was nice. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, of the people who you think could fall from grace, you know, it's just, it's
those
refreshing.
Those up high have a long way to fall.
Exactly. I'm just saying it's refreshing. It humanizes you, which is sometimes, you know, difficult. You've got a big old reputation, and what are you guys talking about?
If Rise can fall, maybe Zenik can rise.
Who's Zenik?
Who are you?
Oh, boy.
It's spreading.
You guys send off the group.
Yes. A reminder for you, when our ship is motionless, it increases the impact when using stealth. And it has a lot of stealth.
It does have a lot of stealth. Okay, so you guys are standing on the dock, just... Yes.
There's one other thing I wanted to do.
Yes.
I brought a harpoon gun to the ship.
You've been carrying it around.
Well, I think I set it up.
You did set it up, yes.
Yeah, I set it up. Can I take it up?
Absolutely.
Put it back, and I'll bring it to the next ship.
Gotcha. Cool. Sounds good to me. Cool.
The fact that you do that so last minute, in my mind, it's like the ship starts going like, oh, crap.
Jumps into the waves.
Yeah, that's why he's wave walking.
Climbs back up on top of the dock with a harpoon on his back.
Want to be mad at me, huh? I'll just take your fucking harpoon back.
So as the sun is falling over the wild sea, you see the giant tree that's on top of Morka slowly fall beneath the waves as Johnny, Morka, and Hank set off on a stealth mission for the next 10 days. You guys are on dock. It's getting late. You see that Tommy and all of his crew, they're starting to settle into the tents for the night. And they've probably told you in so many words, like, we're going to get going in the morning. It's not safe to travel at night, obviously. We don't have a lot of setup around here. You guys can try to make a tent out of something. But otherwise, we'll see you in the morning.
Cool. Can I hack us a tent?
Absolutely. I will also give you the option. If you guys want to get a head start, you're more than welcome to.
I don't mind.
So, it's totally up to you. You guys can try to get up to the settlement and fall asleep once you get up there, or you can stay here for the night.
We can stay here.
I mean, regardless, there's a boat that leaves in 5 days. So getting there earlier does not make our trip.
Is that what I've been saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, unless you said it meant it would take us 5 days to travel.
Yeah, I think
that's what I meant.
Yeah, it would take us 5 days to travel.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Then let's camp here then. Like, first light, get up there, set our circadian rhythm.
Sure.
Great.
Cool. Works for me.
Can I hack us a tent?
Absolutely. Make a roll.
I was going to say, as this conversation was happening, Luke is already, like...
falling asleep.
I'm going to use...
It's been a long day of captaining.
It has been.
Hack an iron?
Yeah, hack an iron. Go for it.
Hack an iron.
A six.
A six, complete success. I think there's a lot of like scrap wood that the scavengers kind of had to put away as they're hacking at all the Leviathan remains that are out there.
Sure.
And they're all kind of sad. I don't think they use the wood. I don't think they like the wood. But you go over there and they're like, this is perfectly great
wood.
Yeah. So you're able to set up like a really, really nice
cabin.
not a cabin, but a space enough. You were able to make one for all five of you, including Eve. So, you guys are able to do that.
I think Sybin has fallen asleep outside. Like, you know how he has, like, chicken legs almost? How he wears?
That's right.
He's probably got down on the, like, haunches and then started to cloister up inside of his bark shell.
I'm here for it.
All right. You guys take a nap?
Yeah, we'll take a little sleep. Yeah.
All right. You guys sleep.
Can this be, like, a healing time?
Yeah. Or? I'll let you guys gain one health. I think we can remove a mark.
So can
one
I...
One single mark removed.
A single mark.
Can I fill in my easy bake injury?
That is going to...
Can I try a rattle for it?
Yeah. I think in lieu of sleep, you can do a rattle. Yes.
Yeah.
You don't really need sleep. You're made of plastic, my man.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm made of cheap electronics.
Yeah.
Sure. Let me do rattle and iron again. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's great.
Six and a five.
Yes, you are able to heal yourself fine.
Just one, right?
Yes, just one.
Cool.
Your easy bake oven is now ovenable.
It'll cook, but it's dangerous.
It always has been.
Yeah, it's an easy bake oven.
It's never not been that.
throughout the night, I think everybody kind of bunkers down. Vanek, you're going to sleep as well?
Uh-huh.
The heal? Okay. Mm-hmm. As you're spending the night kind of tinkering with yourself, you see...
Gross.
Stop it. You see winds start to pick up on the mountainside, like a big frost mm-hmm. picked up. So you, there's a part of you that's like really grateful that you guys waited the night.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, you also see, as the night grows dark, the great light of the fire just on the other side of the ridge.
Sure.
It keeps you up all night. You're able to stare at it, and there's a sense of dread of just kind of like it's never going to stop.
Right.
The smoke starts to intertwine with the wind, and you see soot start to fall over the camp, over the harbor. And in the middle of the night, you see Eve shoot up.
Questioning face.
And she looks at you. She sees that you're awake, and she's speechless. She just has like this, like something just kind of like stirred her awake, and now she's like drowsy and just kind of like, what was that?
Do I see that she's awake? Like if I like kind of do this, does she like follow a hand?
Or? Yeah, I think she makes eye contact with you and realizes you're awake with everybody, and it's just kind of like, there's a relief when just kind of like, okay, good, somebody's here to watch me do this. I'm not crazy. She's like, did you feel that?
I don't believe so. What's going on?
Do you have any skills? No. You're in tune with... Oh, none? None at all?
Yeah.
Or you're more in tune with, like, your spiritual essences?
I have sense, and I do have an aspect that is search for omens, which is whenever I get hurt, I receive an omen. I can mark. I can do a mark for an omen upon injury.
Oh, neat.
I didn't know about that. But I can mark to receive an omen. So I do have, like, a spiritual kind of build into me. I have scars that tell stories is the one where I get hurt, and then I can get a whisper based on an injury that I take.
Okay, gotcha. If you want to try to build a pool to kind of tap into that, like the spiritual aspect of this situation, you're more than welcome to.
What about sense and tides?
Sense and tides?
What would you consider out of my skills to be something that...
Sense or wave walk, your choice.
Sense or wave walk?
Yeah.
I'll take wave walk.
What's your pool?
Wave walk tides?
Yeah.
Cool.
You gotta be fucking kidding. Wow. What is it?
a one, a two, and two threes.
One, a two, and two threes.
Man, my big pools are failing me right now.
Dang, dude. Oh man.
Whatever he doesn't sense, can I pitch a
it's a twist.
Whatever he doesn't sense senses the gap in his ability to perceive it.
Okay.
That's horrifying.
You could give me like advantage or something?
Nope.
Damn.
Okay, first off, savage. a ghost deciding to nest in your innards could be good.
You don't feel anything she says as she looks at you in the two giant glowing eyes behind you?
No.
He makes enough noise when he's trying to do this to potentially wake others.
Yeah, you want to be part of this scene?
I mean...
Okay, yeah, we're going to do that. People are going to be part of this scene. I think you tap into that, like... The spirit that fills your construct. You try to tap into that. And it's not... I think it's something that comes pretty easy to you. I think it's something you take for granted. So I think what happens is your reaction to it
mm-hmm.
actually kind of comes off as confusion. Because you don't feel it. You don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think your hesitancy to respond to that is insulting to Eve.
It's one of my mires.
What?
Obstinance.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think...
Yeah, I could take a mire for this.
I think you might have to take a mire for this.
Sure.
This is going to be the second person you're kind of letting down today. Just with not knowing.
Just damn ignorance.
I got to learn more.
So, yeah, you're...
This is me being up in my fucking cloud for too long.
To keep in mind, mires are things that happen when you are mired. So you would become obstinate by having been so obstinate.
Because mm-hmm. if I can see your sheet real quick.
Now you're getting the fuck you, I'm doubling down.
Right. So I'm staying obstinate.
Yeah.
About it. Yeah.
You've dug a hole and now you're standing it.
Got it.
Yeah. That's exactly it. I think it's something that bothers you and now you're really aware.
Probably something like, Eve, I know you haven't been alive very long, but it's probably nothing. Nobody seems to be real.
But I know what I'm feeling and this is strange.
I mean, we feel a lot of things.
Can you describe it? Is it pressing?
This conversation wakes everybody up.
Oh my gosh.
Now,
oh God, I feel so icky. Good job, Dylan.
Yeah, now
do I mark it?
Yes, Mark Meyer. This conversation, Eve wakes you all up and says, like, I feel something. Don't tell me that I don't know what I feel.
All right, calm down, okay?
I was going to say, can I roll instinct and sense as I'm waking up to this?
Yeah, to try to feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for
it. Or just notice if, like, that's waking up, I notice something that...
Yeah, go for it.
Six and two fives.
Six and two fives.
Can I also do that? Except instead of him coming out of his shell, he's still in there, and the anemone, like, arm tendrils go out and start feeling around and sensing.
Yeah, go for
it. Keep in mind, I can smell things as if they're there. Yes. Like, so that would be way...
Do you want to try to roll as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Tides? Wave walk tides?
Wave walking tides. Yeah, that sounds good.
Five.
Five, any twists?
No twists.
Okay.
I'm going to roll a chthonic and instinct.
Chthonic and instinct. Okay, yeah, go for it.
Cool, because chthonic is like spirit knowledge. It's a five and two twos.
Excellent. Sam, with your six, I think before this conversation happens, I think you have a dream, a vision. It's you. You're walking through a cave. It's a place that you've memorized. It's a place that you've been before on lots of long walks. You're walking out of the snow into a cave. And inside, you start to walk deeper and deeper, and you feel a warmness. You feel this heat radiating off the walls around you. And then you enter this big chamber. And you look down, and you're wearing robes. And I think that's what startles you, is that this feeling of the robes suddenly feels so alien that it tears apart in the dream and it wakes you up.
Whoa.
For you two, well, you guys are able to get out of it. You feel that there is something going on outside of you. I think when you put your tendrils out, you sense that, like, one, there's smoke in the air.
Oh, no.
So that's already not a good omen. But two, there's this predatory danger that you sense. Not nearby, but it's a presence that's known. I think your time out in the wild sea, you're able to detect a leviathan's a mile away.
Yeah,
I think
that's submerged.
Yes, yeah, a skill absolutely. That you found. For you, with your chthonic, for the spiritual sense, I think you are really in touch with when there's spirit entities at play.
Mm.
I think because of your experience with so many captains and so many like dangerous enemies that have like this spirits or salts aspect to them,
mm-hmm.
that I think you're kind of able to feel it a mile away as well. Like it changes the air.
Yeah.
And so I think as this conversation, you shoot up and you immediately sense like, oh, there's a spiritual sense to what's going on right now.
Okay.
There's something happening. Not nearby, but there's something happening. There was a twist for you and then a twist for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the twist for Luca?
It's a cursed map.
Cursed map. He wakes up with two maps.
Two cursed
maps. Actually, yes. I'm going to second that. Or just a second map and he doesn't know anything about it.
Dylan, do you have anything to say?
It's not stupid.
I didn't say that.
I think...
It was the tone.
It's just a hopeful prayer. Okay. That's all it
just
is.
Just a hopeful prayer.
Anything else?
What if instead of a map, it was a new tape? You wake up and he has
a new tape.
A tape that he hasn't recognized before?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Cream.
In the white room
with black curtains in the station.
I'm going to combine these two. You wake up and there's a cursed tape in your hand.
But put it in your...
It's Cream. And then what is the twist for...
The album is Wheels of Fire.
Thank you. What is the twist for Venom?
Which...
Ooh.
Fucking great. Sorry.
Really good. Really good tie-in.
Can the twist for Venom be he smells Krezzerin nearby? Because now I bleed Krezzerin.
He smells Krezzerin.
Or I have Krezzerin blood.
I think that's because a little too specific.
Okay.
So this is without knowing what's happening so far.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever is happening...
The twist can be he gains more information as well, guys. Like, you don't need to
go
around.
More information.
Yeah.
It was going to be something like whatever it is taking a liking to Benning.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
All right. Okay.
I think You are able...
Bad for all of us.
Venek, you sense this is familiar. This is an old enemy.
Yeah, I was thinking that that might be a thing.
And this enemy has sensed you now. Spiritually, there's this kind of like, come and get me feeling.
Okay.
So I was going to say, just make sure I'm following everything that's happened. Eve senses this.
Yep.
And asks Ryze if he feels anything. He doesn't sense anything, but whatever she's sensing senses him. And as we wake up, it's taken a liking to Venek, and I have Cream's
Wheel of Fire. Yes.
wake up with a tape that I do not, I know I do not own, or I did not have before I went to sleep.
Yes.
Cool.
And then Sybin is also very much aware of it. You see his tendrils poking out of his shell. Yeah, I think everyone's aware of it except for you.
Cool.
You obstinate motherfucker.
I'm in it.
I was going to say, before I notice the tape, I wake up and I start feeling my clothes just because the last thing I remember is the robes from the dream. I'm calm for a second as I notice that I'm wearing my own clothes, and then I notice the tape in my hand.
Yeah. God, weird shit is happening to Luca, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, I love it.
It's out of my control.
Simon's going to start coming out of his shell. Something's on to us. We should probably get going.
I'm going to look around. Tommy?
They're all dead.
You see, like, you kind of peek over into the shed where Tommy's in, and you're just like, oh, God, Miranda. That's how he sleeps.
Miranda's his cousin.
You can take a note of that. I don't know if it's going to become relevant later on or not. I'm not going to take a note of
that. Steal your girl.
I might.
It is the name I saw on the back of a truck today that was, like, carved into the dust.
It's the same Miranda. One, dude.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that.
I just took that from you. That's all I did. So, yeah, what do you guys want to do?
Did anyone give me this tape while I was sleeping?
No.
Yeah, man, there's this guy that was just, like, handing out tapes.
Do you know where he went?
I'm uncomfortable that I didn't notice him.
I'm being sarcastic. I'm.
You're uncomfortable. You all seem to know something I don't.
We all feel it, I think Eve chimes in. There's something going on.
I feel like we're being hunted.
Is that what this feeling is? Mm-hmm. Something's on our... hunting us?
Very likely.
We gotta go.
It's gonna be fine.
Going would be smart.
Okay.
Going would be smart. But it's going to be okay.
Well, where are we going to go? Our ship is gone.
We're going to the settlement.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
We still have to get the token.
Tommy.
Miranda, no, I couldn't have any more apple pies. I just couldn't. Okay, why not one more? You shake the whole
tent? Yeah, I'm going to shake. Yeah. Tommy.
You're riggedy-raggedy. Goddamn, what's all the moaning about? I'm trying to sleep. Oh, hi, Rot. What's going on?
We're moving. Something's, I think, watching us.
Oh, okay. You sure?
No. But everybody else seems to be.
Okay, well, be safe out there. Real dangerous in the dark.
Are you going to stay here?
Yeah, we'll see you in the morning.
All right.
I recommend stay at the settlement. Wait for us. We'll take all the way down. Or not, if it's goodbye and salutations.
All right, Tommy. Well, hopefully we'll see you at the settlement.
Okay, bye. I'm going back to my little dream of mine.
If we're gonna be heading up into a snowy little mountain, I'm gonna use my tool belt.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna mix my luminescent bone with my chemical heating element, and make us a little nice little warm
land. Hot bone.
Hot bone.
Perfect.
Hot bone.
You make a hot bone.
Are there still trees going up the side of this mountain, or is it straight up dirt now?
So in this little section where you're looking at, you look up the mountain, and there's not a lot of like trees as you know it. There's a lot of saplings. Mm. There's a lot of tiny little twigs, which kind of look like trees, but are not the same size as the trees that you know it. Out of game, these look like normal trees, kind of growing out of the mountaintop.
Got it.
But they're not overgrown, and it goes actually pretty far up. Like, the trees kind of start about maybe...
We talking pine?
Yeah, talking pine trees. They start maybe a mile up the path, the road. But, like, the section where the dock starts and the verdancy begins, like, all the trees have been cleared.
Ooh, I like just a creepy gravel mile.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
At night. What's the sky look like? Is it just choked with smoke?
Choked with smoke. You don't see any stars, but the burning of the fire is lighting up the sky just enough.
Sweet.
It's not a completely dark night, but yeah. it is starless.
Great.
So nobody has any idea what's hunting us?
No.
No.
It's okay. I've been hunted before.
And Eve goes, that's actually kind of reassuring. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that.
Don't worry. Just stay in the middle. Stay near me.
Okay. And we go up the mountain. Thank you for listening. Check us out online at roleplaygamepod.com, where you can find links to our socials and all of our other episodes. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/RPGPOD. Again, that's roleplaygamepod.com and patreon.com/RPGPOD. Thank you again for listening.